That's one of the things that makes Strathroy special, is we really try to work with people and take a more solution-based approach rather than a red tape approach.
Welcome to the Growing Strathroy Caradoc podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Sampson, and I'd like you to join me as we explore Strathroy Caradoc and what makes it a place where people and businesses grow deep roots. If you're in the market to buy a new home in the next few years, this episode is a must-listen. Housing is a major topic of conversation across Canada, but maybe especially here in Strathroy Caradoc, where our population could double in the next 30 years. Yeah, that's a lot of people looking for homes. Can this small municipality accommodate them all? To find out, I sat down with Jake DeRitter, Strathroy Caradoc's Manager of Development and Growth Services, to talk about how the municipality is encouraging new construction and working to make sure more of those new units are affordable. By the end of this conversation, you'll know what kinds of housing are coming down the pipeline, where those new builds will be concentrated, and how many units are officially on the books. We begin with an overview of how the municipality is predicting growth and preparing for it.
It kind of all starts with provincial levels of government. So the province has come out with some pretty significant housing and population forecasts for the province. And, we base a lot of our long-term planning off of those numbers. So right now we're working through our official plan update as an example. And as part of that, we do what's called a comprehensive review. And that process looks at expanding the settlement boundary for both Strathroy and Mount Bridges. We're mandated to have a 15-year supply of land, and we use those population forecasts from the Minister of Finance when we're looking at that. The other thing, too, we look at is infrastructure. So we have just recently actually finished our master servicing plan. So that looked at stormwater, drinking water, wastewater for the whole municipality, and it also looks into the future as well. So that gives us a good idea of the infrastructure needs now and in the future with those population forecasts. The other thing too worth mentioning, council just recently passed what we call the Vision 2055. So in that, there was 10 vision statements that are related to Strathroy Caradoc's growth over the next 30 years. So when we're looking at the official plan, the master plans, and any future documents that are coming forward, we look to align to those vision statements. It's a bit of a process, but there's a lot of puzzle pieces and they all fit together at the end. It's just sometimes takes a bit of time to put all those pieces together for sure.
Can you speak maybe a little bit more to those vision statements and particularly how it sort of meets with housing and how you're planning for your future housing?
Yeah, so the vision statements cover sort of a broad range of topics. One of them is housing. So, you know, we want a mix of housing, we want infrastructure, we want to make sure the residents are safe with firefighting and police services and all those things. So that's where like all those puzzle pieces come together. So again, it's not just planning and infrastructure, it's emergency services, roads, staffing, levels of service for parks, and all these things are taken into account when we're looking at the longer forecast for the municipality's growth.
All right, so that gives us a good foundation. Let's take a step back now, particularly for anyone who is new to the municipality or maybe they're just thinking about moving here. Can you give us a bit of an overview of what the different settlement areas are now and the current mix of housing within them?
Yeah, so we have two main settlement areas here in Strathroy Caradoc. So that's Strathroy proper and Mount Bridges. We also have some more rural residential communities such as Melbourne, Campbellville, but the growth is focused around Strathroy and Mount Bridges, and that's primarily because that's where the infrastructure exists. That's where the water and the wastewater exists. So when we're looking at growth, it's really focused around that infrastructure. As far as housing goes, Strathroy, especially in the recent years, we're seeing more medium density to higher densities. Still lots of single family dwellings, but definitely an increase on the medium to higher density. Mount Bridges is still kind of on the lower density side, so a lot more singles. However, we are starting to see more townhomes, multiplexes, things like that. I would expect that Mount Bridges will start to see a little bit higher densities, but it'll take quite some time before it ever reaches sort of Strathroy's level.
So for Strathroy, how dense is dense? How high density is high density for Strathroy?
So that's a great question. We've seen quite a few proposals over the past few years for more high rise. And when I say high rise, I'm talking under 10 stories.
Okay.
We wouldn't see much over that. Maybe someday, but it's sort of a slow progression in that regard. So definitely more like the mid rises, you know, under 5 stories, and then some potential talk about higher rise, but yeah, it's a little more sparse, but it's something that we definitely do want to see and we are encouraging. We just have to make sure it's the right fit in the right location. Everything's functioning, because the last thing that we want is a development that doesn't fit, that doesn't function.
Right. Yeah. So the major players here are obviously the developers, but you know, the municipality has a certain amount of influence over and control over what can be built. So can you tell me a bit more about how Strathroy Caradoc is addressing the need for more housing?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, we're updating our official plan right now, and we're actually also updating our zoning bylaw. So those two documents really work hand in hand. Official plan is a bit higher level, and the zoning comes down to a more lower level, more specifics to properties. So we're working through both those right now. And the goal with updating those is to make things easier, less red tape, and more ability to encourage mixed types of housing. There's some focus on additional residential units, just really trying to make those processes easier for people to do it, right? Because we don't want people to get scared or concerned when they're trying to build something. We really want to help support them. In our zoning bylaw update, just for an example, right now the zoning bylaw is broken down into different zones. And we have like an R1, which is low density residential, and R2 would be more of a medium density, R3 would be higher density. Right now in the R1 zone, it's really single detached dwellings and detached dwellings. So like 2 units, basically. We're looking at expanding that to allow potentially up to 4 units in the R1 zone. So really kind of just opening that zoning up and allowing a little more flexibility when somebody's trying to build additional units or a triplex or fourplex, just trying to make it a little more flexible in the zoning, because that speeds up the building and opens up more properties for potential building. Just all around good to get more volume of building.
Right.
The other thing too that we're doing is trying to speed up approval processes. You know, when you have a big development, a big subdivision coming in, it can sometimes take quite a few years to get through the processes. So, you know, if there's anything we can do on our end to speed things up, we try to do that as best we can. Obviously, there's provincial rules that we have to follow as well, but if we can speed something up, we definitely will. And I think that's one of the things that makes Strathroy special, is we really try to work with people and take a more solution-based approach rather than a red tape approach. One other thing too we're doing to just encourage more housing is develop more programs. So the municipality received what we call housing accelerator funding from CMHC, which is the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. So as part of that funding, we have some things that we have to do as a municipality. We have to develop some grant programs, change some zoning, things like that. So we're currently working through, they're not approved yet, but we are working through developing some more grant programs really geared towards not only affordable housing, but the missing middle housing. Which is, missing middle is really anything between a single detached dwelling and the highest high rise that we have. So that whole middle gap there. And the goal of those programs is just to help people get over some of the financial hurdles with housing. So we're working through those right now. Like I said, they're not in place yet, but we hope to get them in place soon and push them through.
Would those be mostly for developers or individuals?
The programs aren't specific. Anyone can apply, that meets the criteria. So if it's just a homeowner and they want to build another unit in their backyard or in their basement, there's potentially a program that they can apply for as they meet the criteria. We are looking at ones for what we'd call developers too. When you build a development, there's things called development charges, and they can add up quite quickly. So we're looking at programs to reduce some development charges for that missing middle housing and affordable units. So yeah, so the programs really are for anyone that's eligible. More people that apply, the more successful the program is. And we absolutely encourage everyone to apply.
Okay. So yeah, there's all sorts of little tendrils I want to follow here. Maybe we'll start with the additional residential units. Could you talk a little bit more about what that is and how it fits in this conversation and what's allowed under that?
Yeah. So additional residential unit, also known as an ARU for short, it is what it is. So somebody owns a home and they want to build another unit on their property. We'd call that an additional residential unit. So that can be attached to the home or it can be in a detached structure as well. So if it's attached, you know, we normally see it kind of a basement unit. Detached would be in just a smaller detached structure.
I've heard the term granny suite. Is that the type of thing we're talking about here?
It is similar. Granny suite is kind of an older term that's being worked out. Granny suites were intended more to be temporary for elderly parents or something like that. Whereas an additional residential unit is very much permanent. And it's something the province is also encouraging. We as a municipality have seen a lot more uptake in that. We typically see somebody build like one extra unit on their property. Technically, they can have three. As of right now, they can have three units total on a property. The province has mandated the municipality do that. So that's been in place since November 2022. And we've slowly seen over time over the past few years that sort of increase. We're seeing a lot more of it. And I think a lot of that stems from just affordability, right? You get another unit on the property to get some income to help them out and someone else can rent an affordable unit. So we definitely encourage them. We have a CIP program, community improvement plan program that supports them financially. And again, we're looking to add even more programs to help support those financially.
Yeah, you mentioned affordability. I'd love to talk a little bit more about that. What is the municipality doing to help with the affordability of housing?
Yeah, it's a tough one for sure. I think a lot of it stems from, again, those programs that we've been talking about, just trying to offer those financial incentives to help people get over the financial barriers of building, because it is expensive to build right now. And so, you know, if we can help with that, we want to. We are looking at, as part of the housing accelerator funding that we have, we're modifying the community improvement plan. And we're looking at, again, these aren't in place yet, but we're hoping to get them in place soon. Potentially a tax grant program, development charge reductions, construction costs, grants, things like that to help people get over that hurdle of building. And I think the zoning bylaw updates will help that as well. By easing the regulations, we can get more housing. So if we increase the supply, then the idea is that affordability comes down. That's really what the province is pushing as well. So it's about volume and also offering those incentive programs. So yeah, we're hoping to see more volume come shortly. Mortgage rates seem to be coming down still. So we're really hoping that housing picks up here shortly.
So you're coming at this from a variety of angles, which is great.
Yeah.
As much as individuals adding additional residential units is going to be helpful, probably a lot of the housing is going to be coming from developers. So I'm curious what you're hearing from them and how they're responding to all of these changes that you're implementing and hoping to implement.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've had conversations with people that want to build some of those higher rise buildings and they ask, do you have these programs in place? And right now we don't, but we're hoping to get there and we're hoping that that will push them over the edge to come build within Strathroy. So I think the feedback so far has been really good from the development community. They are also kind of on pause with the current market. You know, we have quite a few developments in Strathroy and Mountain Bridges that are approved on the books, but they just haven't started building. And again, I think that's where the municipality can help a little bit and help with those, some of those financial barriers. So hopefully it all comes together and we start seeing an increased building activity in the next couple of years here.
Right. So speaking of what's on the books, the development process and the approvals process can take a while, but that kind of gives you a view of the pipeline. What are you seeing? What can people expect?
Yeah, I like this question a lot whenever anyone asks it, because it is surprising when you look at the numbers and what's on the books. And I'll give you some numbers, but these numbers are, they're in various stages of approval. So some might be approved, some might be very early on, but these are the applications that we have on hand. So in Strathroy, we have over 2,000 units on the books.
Wow.
And there's other properties that exist that are not on the books, right? So it is quite a number of units. Mount Bridges is, of course, a little bit less because it's a smaller community, but there's somewhere between 800 and 900 units in Mount Bridges. So total, we're right around 3,000 units on the books in various stages of approvals. And we're not going to see those build out overnight. These will take years and years to build out, but it is exciting looking ahead at those numbers. And as a municipality, we're there to support a lot of that growth. It's unfortunate that the rate of build out is heavily dependent on the market, which is not something municipality has control over. You know, if we can support in other ways, then we're happy to do so. If we look even further down the road, like I mentioned, we are doing our comprehensive review right now, which looks at expanding that settlement boundary even further. So that's adding more lands into that settlement boundary. So we have that pretty large number of units on the books, but once we get our settlement boundary expanded, I suspect that number will jump up. Again, it'll take several years for any of that to build out, but it's very exciting for sure.
And are those units a mix between high density and low density, or does it skew one way or the other?
Yeah, it's a good mix. Being a smaller community, we definitely see a heavier shift on single detached dwellings, you know, your normal house. But we do have some policy in our official plan that encourages a mixed development. So when we see a development come forward, the very first time we see it, we're encouraging that mixed type of housing. So some single families, some townhomes, maybe depending on where it is, some higher densities, right? Sometimes it's not possible if it's a real small site, but we do our very best to see a mix of housing because that's important. Everybody's in different stages of their life. Everyone has a little bit different needs than some people. So if we can have some smaller units, some large units, some medium units, there's something there for everyone. So we really try to encourage that.
All right. So given everything you've said and everything we've talked about, how are you feeling about the future of housing in Strathroy-Caradoc?
I'm feeling positive about it. Very positive. Like I said, we have a lot of units in the pipelines. Building has been slower the past couple of years because of the market, but towards the tail end of this year, I think we've seen a little bit of an increase. So we're hoping that trend continues. So things are looking very positive. I would say even though the market's been slow for the past couple of years, developers have not been slacking on getting approvals, right? So we're still very busy on getting developers approvals and they're kind of just gearing up ready for that boom again. I think once we see that boom that we've seen sort of pre-COVID, sort of 2018 to 2021-ish, I think that boom's coming again. It will come again. And I think Strathroy and Mount Verdus are in a really good spot to be ready for that.
Awesome. All right. Anything I missed? Anything else you wanted to say or any final thoughts?
I would encourage anyone who has any questions about building in Strathroy, whether it's, you know, a 100-unit subdivision or you just want to put a unit in your backyard or your basement, reach out to us anytime. We're happy to have a discussion about any sort of proposal. We'll walk you through what you might need to do and how you get to your end goal. So definitely encourage people just to reach out. We're always happy to have a chat.
That was Jake DeRitter, Strathroy-Caradoc's Manager of Development and Growth Services. Learn more about the municipality's housing and growth plans via the links in the show notes. If Strathroy-Caradoc sounds like a place you'd like to move to, learn more about our community at strathroy-caradoc.ca. If this episode has encouraged you to invest here, you should connect with Heather Lalonde, our Director of Economic Development and Community Engagement. Her contact coordinates and more can be found at investstrathroy-caradoc.ca. That's it for this season, but new episodes are coming soon. Follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform to be notified when they drop. This podcast was produced by Storied Places Media. Thanks for listening.